Being an adult comes with responsibilities and character we could never have imagined when we first believed. Hebrews 12:12-14. Therefore strengthen your tired arms and your weak knees, and make straight paths for your feet, so that what is lame may not become worse, but rather be healed. Many years ago, while living in Charlotte, North Carolina, I stood alone in the dark on my back porch, weeping before the Lord, asking, "Why, oh why am I always in the midst of a problem, always seeming to have a hard time, running against the wind, feeling like I'm continually in the middle of some dilemma? Why? My mind and heart are so tired." As I stood there listening to the wind in the treetops, quietly sobbing, tears of frustration running off my chin, the Lord spoke to me and said, "Most of the time, it's the only time you come to me palms up." I was not in sin. I wasn't aware of any gross error or unbelief. I even repented of things I'd never thought of in case there was something I missed. But yet, things remained the same. You know, when you're in the middle of a miracle, it just doesn't look much like a miracle many times. God was changing my heart, but it sure didn't feel like it. Looking back, I realized I was practicing self-cannibalization, blaming myself for everything bad or wrong, calling myself names in the mirror. Regret and remorse had come to visit, but now they didn't want to leave. A root of bitterness was growing, entwining itself around my feet, fertilized by self-loathing, watered by disappointment and frustration. God's intent was for me to grow up and believe Him. Matthew 22:39. You shall love your neighbor as you love yourself. Well now, how do I love myself? In what fashion? Let us exactly take note of the words of Jesus. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Not loathe your neighbor as you loathe yourself. Henri Nouwen said, "People have a bottomless capacity for self-loathing." We all know that's what he said, but underneath our declarations of understanding, we still maintain the attitude which says,
"If I were God, I wouldn't like me either."
Jesus said, "Love, not loathe." If we'll loathe ourselves, chances are very high we will also loathe our neighbor. Our glorious God does indeed love us, but the things that were funny when we were 3 will get our hide tanned when we are 10. We laugh at jokes, but honestly, if we really think about it, we're typically laughing at someone else's misfortune. I wonder if maybe in all things which we find funny at someone else's expense, I wonder if they don't have some root of bitterness in our own heart. I don't know. Our God desires we grow up and be mature believers, rightly dividing the word of truth, 1 Timothy 2:15, being strong in His name and in the power of His might, Ephesians 6:10, comforting others in all their suffering, since we ourselves are being comforted by God, 2 Corinthians 1:4. It is very difficult to be mature when we are busy condemning ourselves in the mirror. In 1 Timothy and Hebrews 12, the translators use the words "turn aside" and "turned out of the way." But a better picture is more than just on the wrong path, but more in a medical sense, as in someone with a dislocated leg or arm. Our God is growing us into people who are willing to have the necessary honest conversation with ourselves and our friends, which, by the very nature of honesty, makes straight paths for our feet and puts back in joint that which has become dislocated. be mature believers in Christ who in character and life resemble God who brought us out, sharing his attributes with us as children resembling their parents. Let us walk as mature believers who are governed by the Spirit of God and live at rest in his righteousness, peace, and joy. Romans 14:17. The truth is, I believe many, many people have a poor perspective of themselves. As our conscience looks back at us from the mirror in our homes, let us bless, not curse, ourselves in that mirror, telling ourselves the truth with kindness and grace, but also reminding ourselves to whom we belong for the strengthening of our tired arms and the confirmation of our feeble knees, stirring up love and good works, Hebrews 10:24. Be strong and courageous. That is a prophetic declaration, one of has become and is becoming. Be strong and courageous. 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Thank you for listening. I'm Social Porter with Living in His Name Ministries.